world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed. Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
A listener from Madrid, Spain, asks the question, is assisted living the right way to go for an aging parent whose spouse and caretaker has passed away? Plus, doing this for just 48 minutes a week can dramatically change your parent's life.
Welcome to Parents Are Hard to Raise, helping families grow older together without losing their minds. I'm elder care expert Diane Berardi. I got an email this week from Faustina in Madrid, Spain, and she wrote and told me that her dad died several years ago and that her mom is still in their home that, you know, they lived in. And she said, my mom is now 78 years old and she's starting to deteriorate a little physically and mentally. And she said, I think that, you know, her home is too big and she's going to eventually have trouble managing the stairs and, you know, she's by herself. So we've driven by several assisted living communities and we were thinking, you know, I was thinking, she said, would that be good for my mom? You know, what do you think? And what do you think about assisted living communities? Well, I don't know your mom, but, you know, I think this is an opportunity to talk to her about what she might want. If your dad just recently passed away, I wouldn't really talk to her yet. But, you know, if it's been maybe a year or so, she's kind of getting into that routine where she's by herself and figuring things out, you might want to talk to her and just say, you know, I'm thinking, you know, when you're there, geez, this house is so big. And, you know, what do you think? You know, how do you feel about being here all by yourself? And, you know, what do you think about the steps? Are you having difficulty maybe getting up and down them? Are you thinking maybe you might want to move somewhere, you know, to a smaller home or maybe an assisted living community? She may not even know what they are, but you can certainly, you know, take her to one. You know, here in the States, we have a lot of retirement communities where people have just, where they're small homes, you know, where people age, it used to be, I think, 65 or 70 could retire. Now it's, I think, 50 or 55. They keep lowering the age. But they're little, you know, small homes, one or two bedrooms. You can pick what kind of plan you want. And, you know, they're for people who are older and maybe can't do what they used to do. You know, they have their bathrooms have rails. You know, they have walk-in showers, different things like that. And they don't have to take care of their yard, maintenance, things like that. So we have those. And then there are assisted living communities that, you know, would be fine if that's something that she would be interested in. They're a little different. Here in the States, we have these continuing care retirement communities, they're called. And what you might have on the complex is independent living, could be condos or little apartments, and then you would have an assisted living facility, and then you could have a nursing home as well. So the thinking is a person may go from one to the next to the next. So there are so many different models, different designs, different things that different assisted living communities offer. But an assisted living community, for those who aren't familiar with them, is it's kind of independent living. You're basically, your mom would be living in a private apartment with her own bathroom. Some have stoves, some have little kitchens, some just have microwaves. And she'll get a little bit of personalized care in a residential setting. So She would live in an assisted living if maybe she needed help with bathing, dressing, medication management, just a little help, but she's basically still independent. They have housekeeping services, typically. Meals. You can have meals in your room if you'd like. Some people want to remain private. You can, some of them have little kitchens, like I said, where they can cook their own meals, or some have microwaves, you can heat up things. They also have dining room where you go down and you sit with people and you eat. They have laundry service. A lot of them have transportation services. They have all kinds of social programs, church, places of worship, activities. You can, in some, still have your car and go places. You can come and go as you like. They all vary a little. I had a client in an assisted living, and she was still going, you know, using her car, but she was becoming more and more forgetful, and her guardian, her appointed guardian, you know, they were thinking, we have to take her car away. But she just had a microwave in her apartment because she very much enjoyed eating with other people. But what would happen was in the middle of the night, she would get up and she'd burn the popcorn in the microwave, and she kept setting the microwave on fire. So they, you know, at first they thought, they didn't realize that they have to take this microwave out of there, you know, so they would give her a new microwave, but the same thing would happen. And then they said, oh no, she can't have a microwave, you know. So, I mean, these things could happen, but these are, you know, some of the things that people are going to say, you know, there's going to be people watching, and they're going to say, you may not be able to have that microwave. They want you to replicate the comforts of your mom's home so that she would bring her furniture and her personal items so that she feels at home. Before your mom would get accepted into an assisted living, you know, they would assess her to make sure that she doesn't need more help than you're indicating. You know, they want to make sure of that. If she just needs a little help with this, with, you know, bathing or dressing or medication management, that is fine for most assisted livings. You just have to check. They're going to make you sign a contract, and they are maybe an extra charge for any of these things that need to be done. Things change constantly in this, you know, type of situation. Some assisted livings allow you to hire, if you do need more help, they do allow you to hire a home care company to come in and assist you. Some do not. What the idea of assisted living is, you know, a person would have a healthier lifestyle because meals would be provided. They'd be socially engaged. Their personal care would be taken care of. They have movies. They have bingo. You know, they have parties. They have entertainment. Some of them now, you know, are it looks like you're walking into a hotel. I mean, and then they're having, you know, celebrities come for entertainment. I mean, they're really, really expanding, you know, the assisted living marketplace. But people can also have their privacy. So that's definitely, you know, up to the individual. The typical assisted living resident is an 85-year-old or older woman, female, who's widowed, and she needs help with 2 to 3 activities of daily living. And I could see that, you know, you can kind of see that where if your dad passed away, they were living in their home, they're helping each other, and then your dad passes away, you know, and maybe she wants to stay in the home, or maybe, you know, your mom doesn't, or maybe the home isn't equipped, you know, you'd have to do a lot of renovation, or she doesn't want to move to another home. She wants to be kind of like in an apartment setting where there's a lot of other people. So it really depends on what, you know, mom or dad wants. Assisted livings here are regulated by the state. By each individual state. They do have to follow some federal guidelines, but they're regulated mostly by the state they're in. They vary, you know, by location, the size of your rooms, what amenities you get. Right now, in 2017, the national median monthly rate for an assisted living here in the U.S. is about $3,700. Now, there could be a lot of additional fees, you know, depending on what they offer, what need your mom and dad might need, or your mom. That $3,700 a month is like $45,000 a year. So some assisted livings allow pets. Medicare, Medicaid, they don't cover assisted living. You know, that typically you're paying for that yourself. Long-term care insurance may cover a tiny portion of it, depends on the long-term care policy. But a lot of individuals don't have long-term care policies. People often confuse assisted living communities with nursing homes, but assisted living communities, they don't provide medical care. They can assess your mom and say, no, she needs more care. She needs to be in a nursing home. They could say, no, she can't move in. That's kind of something that you have to look at as well. If mom and dad are moving in together, this happened to my sister-in-law, her grandparents. They lived in an assisted living together for years, and her grandmother started to require more care. So they said that she could not get outside help in her apartment, and she would have to move to the nursing home part. But her husband could remain in the assisted living part. He didn't qualify for the nursing home part. So they had to be separated. They're in their 80s. They have never lived apart. They've been married since they were teenagers, you know. So you have to look at that. That could happen, and that does happen. What I suggest is, you know, there's so many different assisted livings, you know, in different areas. I suggest the same kind of surveillance as I suggested, you know, looking into a rehab or a nursing home. First of all, if you know someone who moved to an assisted living, and go visit them and, you know, talk to them and see, and you can find out, you know, how they feel. Check out the place. Talk to people in the assisted living, people who live there, their families. You know, you want to find out, do they have, when you walk in, you're going to have to sign in. So you're going to have to go for a tour, definitely. And that's one security, you know, they're going to make you sign in. But, you know, how are the staff? You know, when you go into the dining room, how does that look? Is it clean? You're going to be looking for the same things that we looked for in a nursing home or assisted living. Does the staff look happy? Are they listening to their clients? You know, are they sincere? How does can the family visit all the time? Can the family come and have dinner, you know, in the dining room? Do you have to set up, you know, an appointment? How does that work? If your mom does require help with activities, when do they come and help her? Do they come, you know, at 8 o'clock? Does she have a specific time every day? Is that every day? You know, what about meals, social activities? What if she needs help with something else, with laundry? Different things like that. Can she regulate her own temperature, you know, in the apartment? Are there grab bars? I mean, 9 out of 10 times there would be. But I'm just saying, these are things, you know, you want to look at. And can you rent an apartment on a trial basis? You know, I would suggest that before you move your mom out of her home, if that's possible, because you want to get a feel for the place. And, you know, even if you're young and you're moving out of one home into a different state, into a different house, it looks a lot different when you go there on vacation and you say, oh, I love this place. You know, you visit it for 2 weeks out of the year. It's a totally different thing living there. So if you can, you know, rent it on a trial basis and see, you know, is it something that your mom would like? Or, you know, sometimes we think they would and they don't. Also, you want to find out, is there a wellness nurse on staff? If there is she there 24 hours? You know, is it staff 24 hours? Some have a nurse there eight hours a day. Some have them there 24 hours a day. Activities director. These are people you want to meet. Is there a social worker? A medical director. Usually the medical director is not engaged with your mom. You know, he's not her doctor, but he would be in touch with her doctor should something happen, or he wants to make sure. Maybe she has a wellness nurse visiting her every day because she's a diabetic and requires insulin injections. He might be reviewing her file with the wellness nurse. Do they have someone who can help you with financial things, dietary coordinator, housekeeping. So these are all different things that you want to look for. And when we come back from the break, I'll talk to you just a little bit more because some of these assisted livings have memory units. So I want to talk to you a little bit about that. I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
So we were talking about assisted livings and communities and what to look for. And I mentioned that some assisted living communities have memory units for people with dementia. So they're secure units for residents with dementia. And we had talked about dementia, you know, the general term describing that group of symptoms, you know, loss of memory, judgment, language, complex motor skills. So being caused by permanent damage or death of the brain's nerve cells. So something is not working properly in the person's brain. So you, if your mom and dad suffers, you know, from dementia and you're looking into an assisted living, just you want to really observe the staff in there and make sure that you feel, you know, that they are, you want to make sure that the, how they respond to those residents, you know, are they listening to them? Because, you know, depending on what type of the brain is affected will, you know, establish what kind of problems the person with dementia has. So, you know, you want to see when they're talking to the staff, when the staff is talking to a dementia client, you know, are they saying things in such a way to make that person interested in what they need them to do? You know, you have to make them interested in what you want them to do, not trying to emphasize, this is what I need you to do, because they're not going to understand that. You know, their reasoning ability is compromised. You know, are they giving them simple choices? You know, not a litany of, you know, a menu for breakfast. You could have this, 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 or, you know, do you want cereal or toast? You know, so it's not complex. Are they responding to, you know, a comment maybe that a dementia client makes that isn't socially correct? You know, they have no filter. You know, some of them, they state exactly what's on their mind, you know, so they may say, oh, you're getting fat, you know, and they don't mean it maliciously. It's just they're observing you are getting fat, you know, and no one else is going to tell you that. But, you know, so, and you don't want to get mad at them because they're saying that to you. They don't mean it. So maybe if this dementia client doesn't have any verbal, you know, skills, are you showing them pictures of, you know, are they showing them pictures of an egg? You know, is an egg or a piece of toast? Is this what you'd like to drink? Things like that. You know, are the toilets, you know, we had talked about different colors. So are the toilet seats, you know, painted in contrasting colors? You know, just different things like that that are responsive to dementia patients. So I hoped, Festina, I answered your question. Please, if I didn't, or there's other things, you know, maybe when you go out looking with your mom at assisted livings, you might come up with other questions. Email me, please. You know, nothing is a strange question, so feel free to do that. Something that happened to another client who called me the other day, that her mom fell in the bathroom, and it just breaks my heart. This poor woman is paralyzed now from the neck down. So you, just the way she fell, the way it happened. And you hear me talk about all the time, you know, we have to get mom and dad active. We have to keep them active, because when an older person loses their ability to do things, you know, on their own, it doesn't happen because they got older. It's usually because they're not active. So I'm always telling my mom and dad, my dad is better than my mom. My mom is socially active. I mean, she goes all over the place, you know, and does, I mean, but, you know, she's playing cards, or she goes to bingo, or I don't know what, tricky trays, I don't know what she calls these things, but, you know, she's very socially active, but she's not as physically active. You know, my dad, who's going to be 89, he's still mowing the lawn with a push mower. He's raking leaves. He'll go for a walk, you know, so, and I'm saying to my mom, go for a walk with him, you know, and my dad does, you know, like the vacuuming, and he goes up and down the steps to do the laundry, which, that's another issue. But, you know, so physical activity and exercise, they're good for your mom and dad. Even like my mom, I'm saying to her, you know, anything to get your body moving. Of course, she doesn't vacuum anymore. She used to. She doesn't rake leaves. But, you know, she probably only once goes up and down the steps. They don't have a dog. She doesn't garden. But these are any kind of physical activities, anything, you know, to get your mom moving, or dad. And exercise, any form of, you know, physical activity that's structured or repetitive, you know, bike riding, swimming, walking. A lot of these assisted livings, retirement communities, they all have, you know, clubhouses, or they have these activities that you can do. So this will definitely help them, you know, get independent. And even, you know, I have a client I was visiting the other day, and there was a MedEx live-in there with him, and he has Parkinson's, and he has trouble getting up and down. You know, he moves very slow. So, you know, she had him exercising, and exercise, you know, he's holding on to the sides of the chair, and he's getting up, and then he's sitting down. And she has him, you know, each day doing that a few times a day, and we're adding to it. So these are just different exercises. It doesn't mean they have to run a marathon. Aerobic exercises, you know, that's anything that's going to make you sweat, any physical activity. It's going to make you breathe harder, or breathe faster, you know, than when they're resting. That will strengthen the health of their heart and lungs, improve their circulatory system. It can even, you know, delay or prevent diabetes, colon cancer, heart disease. So there's so many benefits. Strength exercise. I got my mom those resistance bands, you know, you can buy them. And she's like, oh, I can't use them, you know, so, but those are helpful too, you know, lifting weights, you know, not those big heavy weights, I don't mean that, but they sell, you know, they sell those, anything to build muscle strength, you know, that makes a big difference in staying independent. They have balance exercises, you know, so that helps them prevent falls. There's lower body strength exercises, flexibility. So all these kind of exercises, you know, will not only make them stronger, physically, but also, you know, it can improve their mood. And if they feel better, they're going to do more. So we want to keep mom and dad active from now. You know, when you go to visit, take them for a walk if you can. You know, I'm always saying to people, did you go out? You know, when I visit, have you gone out for a walk? You know, no, I just, you know, just even, you know, a little 10-minute walk, anything, just each day build on that. There was a recent study done that says just 48 minutes of physical activity per week can increase the physical function significantly in seniors. So they observed seniors ages 70 to 89 with functional limitations, and they observed them for 2.6 years, and they concluded that moderate exercise is effective in improving seniors' mobility issues and overall physical function. But also, they concluded that the time spent on physical activity matters, and that magic number they came up with is 48 minutes. So what they did was they had half of the seniors participating. They were assigned to a walking program and walking-based strength, flexibility, and balance training. The other half were assigned to participate in health education workshops. So, and all of these people in the study, all they had done before this study, their physical activity consisted of less than 20 minutes a week. So the results showed that, of course, the group participating in the walking-based strength, flexibility, and balance did much better than those in the health education program. So I discovered the other day, there's a new campaign going on called Old People Are Cool. And it's meant to combat ageism and raise the profile of the senior care industry. So it was started by a gentleman, Charles de Villemoron. If I pronounced your name right, please excuse me. I didn't pronounce your name right. Please excuse me. He's the CEO and co-founder of Linked Senior, which is a company that delivers programs for like cognitive games and music therapy for seniors living in residences like nursing homes, long-term care facilities. And he said, he's been saying for years, one day it's going to be cool to be old. And he said he was in at the University of New Hampshire, and he saw a similar message posted in some, you know, part of the university. So he created these stickers with the words, old people are cool, on them. And he started giving them out to his clients in these that worked, you know, in these linked senior clients where they work in long-term care facilities. And he said the initiative has grown, so he developed this website for the project that has this manifesto, being old is the purest and most positive experience of human existence. And he said, you know, on the site they profile older adults, and there's a store with t-shirts and other items saying that old people are cool. And the proceeds go to the Alzheimer's Association, which I think is wonderful. And he said, you know, when he was a student at Georgetown University, he had interviewed about 200 people for his thesis on nursing homes. And he said he had this really disturbing realization that as a society, he said, we know about how a prison or a school works, but we don't know how a nursing home works. And he said that it's like a black hole in our society. So he really wants this initiative, Old People Are Cool, to start conversations, you know, that it can improve situations and that people start asking questions about, you know, what's involved in the long-term care industry. So it certainly does start conversations, people are saying. I know when people ask me, oh, so, you know, if I'm at a party, what do you do? And I tell them, they look at me like their eyes glaze over and they look at me like, oh, you poor thing. You know, they think that, you know, dealing with the elderly, it has such a terrible stigma, you know, and I'm like, no, this is great. This is what I do. So this is great. This is a wonderful initiative, and the proceeds go to the Alzheimer's Association. Now, I talk too much again. My survival tip of the week, be grateful. So don't focus on, you know, what you don't have and who you aren't. Focus today on what I can be grateful for, and also focus on one thing that I can be grateful for about myself. that'll really, I think, start you feeling good about yourself. Thank you so much, everyone, for all your emails. I'm trying to get to as many as I can. Thank you so much. And I wanted to really give a shout out to all our new listeners in Australia, the Netherlands, United Kingdom, Saudi Arabia, Canada, Mexico, and New Zealand. We had all these new listeners this week. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this show is helpful to you. And please, if it is, or you know someone that it will help, please tell them about it. They can subscribe to the show using iTunes. They can find links to the topics we just talked about in the show notes for today's episode, episode 30, at parentsarehardtoraise.org. So I'm here to help you, so please tell me if there is something you're struggling with. And again, I will try to include it in a future show. Please email me at diane@parentsarehardtoraise.org. You can reach me through my website, dianeberardi.com. You can follow me on Facebook at Parents Are Hard to Raise, and I tweet at Jersey Elder Care. Parents Are Hard to Raise is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. Thank you so much for listening. See you again next week.